Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Welcome to New Life Live. What you're hearing there is a spattering? Is that of applause?
Smattering.
Smattering or spattering. Yeah. I felt like it was kind of spattering. Anyway.
Paints.
Here's what you heard. We have a gathering of friends that we're together with, and we're doing a radio program in front of real live people. Some look fake, but they're actually real live people, and we're excited that they're here. And we're going to hear from one of them in just a minute. But this is a taped show, so you don't need to call in today. And happy Friday to you. That's when this airs. And I am thrilled. And I want Gina is going to tell us a little bit about, since we have real life people here, we're going to take one of the real life persons. And Gina, why don't you tell folks, why you're involved with New Life or anything you want to say. Just do it. We were at her house, weren't we, Becky?
Yes,
just
we were.
Last 2-3 weeks ago, and it was wonderful. But hi, thanks for sharing.
Okay, I'd be honored to. My husband and I think we've been to every marriage retreat and read every marriage book out there, and but when we'd have our just difficult times, arguments, some call them, we just didn't really know what to do. And we feel like the Lord use your ministry, New Life, to just really empower us. And me personally, I was trying to figure out, how can I change? And my husband was thinking, how can he change? And we didn't know, because we didn't know where we were broken.
Mm.
So, of course, I get emotional every time I talk about this, because we're so grateful to the Lord for introducing us to y'all. But, when you find out where you're broken, it's very empowering. Mm-hmm. It's very humbling, but it's also very empowering. You can learn to love yourself better. You can learn to fix things, and it's a continual process, as y'all have said. But also, you can have compassion for your spouse. You can have compassion for yourself, for your kids, and it's just we're real excited. Our girls have thanked us numerous times, and just have I think my Mother's Day card, I have them hanging on my mirror, and they're saying, "Mom, thanks for being willing to grow, and you're such an example to us."
That's so awesome.
Thank y'all for giving us the resources that we continually look back to, and we just thank God for your ministry.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Y'all. Thanks, Gina. Love you. Thanks for the support you guys give us. Amazing. And, we believe in marriage, and we think marriage is grand, and as many know, divorce is about 100 grand. So you want to do anything you can to not do that. So anyway, we believe in restoration and healing, and joining me on radio and down here at our little gathering of friends, Mylon Yurkovich. Mylon, great
to
be
with
you.
How are you? Glad to be here.
And Becky Brown. Becky,
hello,
good
Steve.
To see you. Becky comes into the studio there in Indiana, where I am often, and we co-host together. We did a group together at
That's
our
recent
marriage intensive, where they were filming this documentary. And it'll air. People will get to see that. But that was quite an experience to watch you do what real live therapists do. Was that a typical kind of group experience for you?
It was spectacular, is what it was.
Yeah.
Only because you were there, right?
Right. Yeah. No,
really. Yeah. I mean, it's amazing. We always say that the groups are the most powerful part of the workshop, and that one proved to be true. And you had seen it up close, front line. It's amazing.
It was powerful. And I just couldn't believe, my mouth was open, jaw dropped. Over the
and I would nudge you and say, "Okay, close your mouth."
And then I look at you, and you're just optimistic, showing care, love. I'm having a nervous breakdown over this. But it was a great, great experience.
Well, and just like what Gina just testified to, we have the privilege to sit in those groups and to really make a difference. And I'm just blessed to be part of it.
Amen. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come right back. Go to Ryan. He'll be our first caller up here. We'll be back after this.
I feel blessed to have had this opportunity for my needs to be met, connecting with other women who are fighting the same fight, hoping for healthy marriages and growing closer to the Lord on their journey.
My name is Shelley Martinkus, and I want to personally invite you to the Restore Workshop. If you have been affected by betrayal, it might be that your husband has been looking at pornography, it might be an emotional, a physical affair. I would love for you to come join us.
I feel encouraged and hopeful that even in my struggle, I am enough.
You will leave with hope, with a community of sisters ready to support you, and you will also leave with tools to move you forward on this journey.
Through the sharing in our small group, I realized that I am not alone.
Please don't hesitate. Pick up the phone, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I would love to see you there.
The Restore Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C. November 15th to the 17th. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Milan Yurkovich, Becky Brown, and a host of New Life friends. We're going to talk to Ryan. Let's go to Ryan. He's calling us all the way from Tampa, Florida, and he watches us and listens on YouTube. Ryan, how you doing today, buddy?
Oh, I'm not doing too bad. I'm hanging in there, trying to take it day by day.
Okay. What's going on?
My wife asked me for a divorce about 5 weeks ago, and I seem to be the only one that's fighting for the marriage. She seems to be done with it, wants to move on, and I just wanted to know if I'm doing everything that I can do to fight for this marriage.
Okay.
And if there's some things I'm doing, what I need to stop doing, perhaps.
So if we were talking with her, what would she say is the main reason that the person she fell in love with and married, she'd like to be done with?
She would probably say that I was selfish and verbally and mentally abusive to her. She would say that I haven't made her feel loved and haven't made her feel number one, second to God only in our lives.
And would she be exaggerating, or is that true?
No, no, I believe that's true. I've been very selfish and lazy. I've put my own wants, desires, and needs above my wife and my sons, also above God. Until recently, when she asked me for this divorce, it pretty much made me do a 180. It kind of opened my eyes and just shook me up pretty hard.
Well, before I turn this over to Becky and Milan, I got a couple more questions. Any thoughts on, have you figured out why it is of all the things that you could have done, that you chose to be that way? Do you know why you were that way?
No, I guess it's what I'm trying to figure out a little bit, too. If I were to take a stab at it, I guess I would say that when I felt that my needs and expectations weren't met, I withdrew and I escaped. Okay. And then I just sort of, you know, absorbed myself in hobbies or other things to get away from it rather than facing it. And I've also recently found out that I've been clinically depressed. In fact, I have a psychiatrist appointment tomorrow to follow up with him on that. So I'm going through a lot of things, but
Ryan,
I'm really fighting for this marriage. Yeah, go ahead.
What have you done since she said, I want a divorce?
I went back to Celebrate Recovery. I'm currently in a 12-step study that I go to every week. I've started working with my pastor at my church one-on-one, digging deeper into some things there with him.
Ryan, what?
Go ahead. Yes.
This is Becky. I just am curious. You guys have been married how many years?
If we make it to December, it'll be our 10th anniversary.
Okay. And has this been the way that you've done marriage the whole 10 years?
No. I would say her and I started going to church about 4 or 5 years ago, and that's when we had some issues before we started going to church, and then we had some issues after we started going to church.
So, Ryan, I have a question for you. You said that when your
sure.
expectations aren't met and there is a loss of hope and there's disappointment that you withdraw and you pull mm-hmm. away. How old were you when you started that pattern of being disappointed or hurt and then pulling away from the people who did that? How old were you? Think back.
Right. I would say I probably started doing it from around the time I was a teenager in school.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even before that, but as early as I can recall, probably isolating myself and pulling away from people that disappointed me or I couldn't relate to back when I was a teenager in high school.
Right. And even possibly, as you alluded, even earlier than that, perhaps, you know, in the childhood, you were learned to isolate, take
right.
care of yourself, pull away. Can you think of any childhood experiences like that?
No, I can't recall any childhood experience.
Okay, so here's the bottom line, Ryan. You're doing with your wife what you did before you ever met her.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Maybe that's what your wife needs to hear. So if I were to ask you who disappointed you as a child when your expectations weren't met, what did you feel toward those people? You were hurt and you pulled away. Who were those people that didn't meet your expectations or desires or wants? A mom, a dad, a sibling?
I've always felt that they haven't accepted me for me. I kind of felt like I've been the black sheep in the family, so to speak.
Wow. I'm
the
so sorry.
The one they're embarrassed to talk about.
Oh, man, that hurts, Ryan. I'm sorry. But it sounds like the pattern hasn't changed. Maybe that would be what you could tell your wife.
Mm-hmm.
That I understand why I do these things now, and I want to work on that. Because my history has really defined what I would be like in a relationship. It's not your fault. This is something I need to work on. What do you think your wife would say if you said that?
I believe now she'd say it's too late.
And maybe it is. But it's never too late for you to change. Because you still have kids, you still have to co-parent. This is the place you want to do your work. This is the deeper place. You need to go back and look at that childhood.
So, Ryan, we're going to try to... I want to find a counselor for you. We have plenty in that area. But when we started talking, your first statement was that you were the only one fighting for the marriage. That's kind of self-serving there when you say that versus starting with, I destroyed my marriage, my wife wants a divorce, I don't blame her, and I want to know if there's anything I can do that might make a difference, whether she leaves me or not, be a better dad, heal from all this to get better. So you don't want to be either the poor me who's being divorced or the guy that's claiming I'm the only one doing the noble thing to fight for the marriage. Do you get what I'm saying, the difference in the feeling coming out of the words you say?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so that's what a real live Christian counselor can help you with, the attitude that will lead to actions that literally could transform you. Because we never give up hope, even after the divorce, if it happens. There's still hope. But whatever she does, just like you're hearing, you got to be a great dad here. And it's not going to be easy. So I'm going to try to find a therapist for you. I'm going to send you two books, Take Your Life Back and Healing is a Choice. I think they can help you. And I'm going to send a third, which is Every Man's Marriage. And that's a book about mutual submission. And guys, the lights come on when they read that book, and I'm going to send that to you. And I'm really glad you called. Don't give up. God hasn't given up on you. He loves you, and He cares about you. He wants you to be the best that you can be. Shame, blame, all that stuff, nothing compared to what it's going to be like when you really get down and do some of this hard work Mylon's talking about. All right, so let's go to Nan, is it? From Washington, D.C., listening on WAVA. Is that right? Hi. Hello.
Yes, that is right.
How you doing?
Straight to the question. Fine, okay. Thank you. Thank you guys for your service within ministry. I have a 20-year-old, and things have come out. I've been fasting and asking the Lord to give me guidance and to bring up whatever is happening. So she was a girl that used to go to church, and I don't know what to do with her because I don't really know what is her state of mind. I am in the process of getting the doctor's appointment. She's already 20. So the first appointment with the psychiatrist and counselors. But what is it that my husband and I should do? I know that I shouldn't be having her having marijuana in the pipes and whatever else she's doing. Well, and also she just...
Does she live with you, Nan?
Yes, go ahead.
Does she live with you?
Yeah, she's living with me.
And what are the things that she does that you don't like her doing or you don't approve of that are the problems?
We're a Christian family. Mm. She just said to me that she just does not like boys, that she likes girls.
Aww.
And that wasn't the case this last year. She's gone berserk. She's one thing is growing up, but something else is going.
I'm so sorry, Nan.
It's out of character, mm-hmm. out of whatever she was, or she showed us what she was.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing is, I know in the back of my mind, what is it that I should be doing? I've been trying to get help, counseling for her.
Okay.
At church, she was not very open.
Yeah. Well, sure. So, and is she drinking a lot, drugs, anything like that?
She's. I don't know if she's drinking a lot. I don't know if she's using drugs. But I know I found in her stuff marijuana, mm-hmm. and I guess a pipe or a glass thing that mm-hmm. I told her that she needed to get out of the house. I was going to get rid of it, but the person that was holding us for her said I couldn't keep it, of course.
Okay, so here. I understand where you are there, and I hear the despair that you have and kind of panic over all of this coming down. So it's pretty complicated. Just a quick question about her relationship with your husband.
My husband he travels a lot. He's been all over the world. He commutes.
But what about her relationship? What about her relationship with him?
I don't think that's... I guess I should say that it's okay, but it's not deep. It's not...
connected.
It's not good. My husband is an avoider.
Mm-hmm. Now, so you said it's kind of, it's okay, but it's not good. You said that kind of almost in the same sentence. It's okay,
yes,
but it's
I'm
not
sorry. Okay. I'm sorry. It's just it's not good.
Okay, not good. All right. Well, we want to help you, and we kind of got to take things one by one. And I don't think that this is the kind of situation where you tell her either abide my rules or you have to leave this house. You want to have some kind of influence on her. And any
exactly.
thoughts? Has she ever had been abused by anybody, ever impacted? Well, I'll tell you what. We'll come back right after this, and I'll get the answers to those questions. I'm really glad that you called us today. You're listening to New Life Live, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you need some help, there are people that woke up this morning. They went to work at New Life. And they said, I want to help some folks. I often ask them, have you saved anybody's life today? A life, one. And usually they say, you know, I think we just might be on track. That could be you. So you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll be back right after this. But don't forget, on November the 15th, we're really happy that we're getting to do one more Restore workshop before the year end. And that's any woman has been hurt by a man with sexual integrity problems. That's where you go to receive hope and healing. It's not easy to admit that this is going on. We'll be back right after this.
Most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year, after every man's battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
As you're doing God's work here, you're restoring marriages, you're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and you're listening to New Life Live. Really glad that you're with us here today. We've got some friends that are listening live with us. And, I mean, we're a tape show, but they're live here. They're, every one of them are live. But we're talking with Nan. One of these situations where things have not gone well with a child and you don't know what to do, we really sense your despair. So glad that you've called us. I think we can give you some hopes. And we're going to talk in two different directions here. Why don't you, Becky, start off with her?
Okay. Nan, I'm so sorry that you're going through this difficulty. I think one of the challenges when our kids get to an adult age, we see the dreams that we had for them dissipate. And in this case, it sounds like there's so many things that are going on with your daughter that are just breaking your heart. And I would encourage you, as opposed to finding her help, I would want you to find help. And not because you have a problem, but you kind of do. Your heart is broken. You don't know how to relate to her. And the greatest opportunity that you have to influence her is when you are at a place where you can hear what she has to say without there being a big crisis? Because I imagine that most of the conversations that you guys are having are very tense, if at all. Like, how much time do you ever, you know, have a conversation with her? And she's going to fight to be who she wants to be. And so when you're coming at her with, you need to be fixed, however that comes out in conversation, all it does is drive the wedge between the two of you. And your greatest amount of influence will be if you can remain connected to her. So my suggestion would be not to find her a psychiatrist or a psychologist, but that you would find a counselor, a psychologist, somebody who can help you as you process this. And I would encourage your husband to join you in that, to, so that you can feel supported. You know, obviously this is not an easy, like, fix, but there's some grieving that's going to go on, but there's also acceptance that has to happen.
Well, before Mylon, just, your husband might be considered an avoider, but he must not be an avoider now. Now's the time for him to do what is almost impossible for him to do, and that is to dig in and to help and get help with you and connect with her in a real way. Mylon, you were saying you have some different thoughts here, and so let's help.
Well,
Nan.
They're not necessarily different. They're additional to what both of you have said. Nan, I'm so sorry for where you find yourself right now. It's very painful to raise a child and then have them make a turn that scares us. And I know, Nan, you're scared, right?
Yeah, I'm very scared, of
I know
course, but
I know you are.
That's the first reaction I have as a human being.
I know, and I just want to tell you, I hear that, and I'm really sorry you're scared. And it's difficult to be the best we can be when we're frightened. It usually makes us not the best, but sometimes even the worst. But here's what I'm hearing. You have a 20-year-old daughter that suddenly is behaving atypically to how you think she was raised, and she's smoking pot, and she's rejecting your family, the church, her dad, and males. And I have to ask a different question. I would want to ask your daughter, what scared you, what hurt you, what traumatized you, what happened? If she has an avoidant dad who never paid any attention to her, she might have a high sensitivity to wanting to be seen by males, and then males can hurt people. And so I would ask questions instead of telling her all of your alarm, instead of telling her all the things that are wrong, I would ask the question, what happened? Who hurt you?
Okay.
Because the odds are something happened to hurt your daughter to have all of these radical shifts. Mm-hmm. And we know that this is a hurtful world. This is a place where people get harmed and wounded every single day. And I would then recommend you do the following. Your husband's going to have to stop getting on planes for a while if he wants to redeem his daughter and your family.
Yeah.
The three of you need to go into a family therapist that understands history and trauma, and they need to help you start a dialogue. You need somebody to help you because the three of you together haven't been able to do that to this point. Somebody has to teach you how to ask questions and to begin to probe the depths of what is going on inside your daughter's soul. So I'm recommending you and Dad, don't just send your daughter off to get fixed like Becky said. The three of you go in and say, something's not working with our family. We want to learn how to listen to one another better.
And Nan, who have you connected with anyone? Have you talked to anybody other than us about what to do?
Yes.
Who?
I wanted to look at the what is happening in all of the ways. I am fully, blindly, totally trusting the Lord.
Okay, but have you called anybody else to ask them to help you with your daughter?
Yes, but because she's 20, she has to make the appointment.
Okay, but you called a counselor? Okay, so you should go see that counselor a few times yourself, see. And then you can tell your daughter that I think there might be some insight here. There might be some things that you could help me work on as your mom, and perhaps that's your best chance that she would come. All right, I'm glad you called. Hold on. I'm going to send you this amazing book. We love it here. It's How We Love. I think it might give you some insight into this connection or lack thereof between her and her father, between you and her. Very sad for you. No quick fix, no instant solution here. And it's going to take time and patience and a whole lot of calm love. Not just talking to God, but talking to people that can really help you dig deep into this. We'll be back after this.
My wife had found me out and came home one weekend. She had revealed my secret. The only reason I was sorry at that time is because I had been caught. I had had the Every Man's Battle book for years and pulled that book out that weekend and found the phone number on the back and called it. And then a week later, I was at Every Man's Battle. It really gave me the start I needed for my recovery. I never had had that opportunity to sit down with guys I didn't even know and totally open up. The good thing was I was opening up to guys I didn't even know. So why did I care? Just lay it all out on the table. I have nothing to lose. You need to check it out. At least go online, check out what it's about, and take the chance and go do it.
If you're struggling, call us. There are people on the other end of the line who want to hear from you, who want to help you. We don't want you to go on struggling. But you got to take that first step. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Milan Yurkovich and Becky Brown. You know, a lot of times when we ask people in the midst of the worst crisis what they're doing what they've always done. They pray, they ask God. Right. And many times you'll hear somebody say, well, I'm waiting on the Lord, or I've got hope. But if there isn't evidence for hope, that is called wishing, mm-hmm. or it's called false hope. Mm-hmm. And what we have to, a lot of times we want a quick fix after we've given up false hope or just wishing. So what we want people to do is to actually do something they've never done before. It sounds like to me she was praying, and then she called a therapist who said, well, you can't force your daughter to come. But I don't think it had to in there. I think you go yourself, you find out, and then you invite.
Yeah, I think that's the big highlight of that, yeah. is that if you're a parent and you have an adult child that is struggling with anything, your thinking is that if she or he gets better, I'm going to feel better.
Right.
But there's a whole lot of other stuff that goes on yep. in between.
Kyle, namely yes. a family system
right.
that has been operating for decades.
Right.
And even for Nan to even ask the question, if my husband wasn't available, what then did I become?
Yeah.
Maybe she overcompensated.
Right.
Maybe she, we don't know what the daughter's feelings are toward mom either. So that family system is something that we have to stop and look at.
Right. Yeah.
Let's go to Kyle. Washington, D.C. listens on the great station WAVA. Hi, Kyle. What's going on with you today, buddy?
Hey, guys. Wow, man. What an honor. I listen to you guys like every day.
Thank you.
So, my story is kind of unique. My wife and I, we have 8 kids. We've been together. Next week will be our 14-year anniversary.
Congratulations.
The thing is that, you know, I had a life before I knew my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And so where it gets interesting is that my grandma sent my mom an email saying, hey, you know, I got this weird notification from Ancestry, because she did the whole Ancestry thing,
mm-hmm.
Someone looking for their kid's dad. And the DNA said that they were a match. And the description was a description of me. And long story short, I have a child that I had no idea I had, which was from before I, you know, a previous life, before I knew my wife.
Right.
And it has really complicated things.
A bit.
And I, you know, I think rightfully so. And well, it was difficult because...
What was your wife's reaction? What was her reaction?
She didn't like it, you know, because for her it was a reminder of the fact that I did have a life before I knew her. And, you know, I obviously was very sensitive to that. I told her I understood. I let her vent it out. I didn't interrupt her. I told her multiple times that I understood. And I guess the part of this that I think should be said is that, you know, initially I was apprehensive. I was a little unsure, you know, because I was like, you know what, this isn't going to go well with my wife. And but then there was this underlying part that was excitement as well. And then there was another part of it, because I do have so many kids and I am a dad. I had this thought of, you know, this kid has been out there their entire life, 19 years, and they never knew me. And I knew that that probably caused a lot of issues. And the first thing I thought of was my oldest daughter. I was like, well, how would she have done? Or what would she have been like not knowing her dad, et cetera?
Yeah.
And so
okay.
Then there was this side of me that was reaching out.
So what's the question for us then, Kyle?
So my biggest concern right now is my wife's feelings and how to protect her, but also not to neglect or deny this other child as well. Like, how do I balance that?
Well, what is the expectation? Like, you got the letter, and there's the acknowledgement that there is somebody out there. Have you made contact with this person, or?
Yes. Yeah. It went really well. I didn't know how to feel about it at first, but yes, contact has been made, and it's to the point now where me and this and my child actually text once or twice a week. We've not met each other yet, but she just asked if maybe we could over Thanksgiving. And so my wife, you know, initially I had to like either write letters or use it like a little recording to tell, hey, you know, I've made this type of progress, etc., because she was not able to talk with me in person about it. But just recently we've been able to come together, and she said that she wants to be by me for this, and which is great. Like, it just, that filled my heart with joy, because I need her on my team for this, you know. I don't want to do anything without my wife and without her knowing, without her consent, etc. So, but the thing is, though, where it gets real challenging for me is, you know, I do have underlying feelings of excitement.
Okay.
And I'm afraid that, like, if I wanted to give this child, like, a gift or something, that my wife would misinterpret that and become jealous.
Well, wouldn't want to just go do that then. You would want to sit down with your wife and say, honey, here's how I'm feeling, and here's where we are, and I would like to give a gift here. How do you feel about that? Are you okay with that? And you would really want to connect with your wife on everything. I think you're going to have a really tough balancing act. And
have you seen a counselor yet, Kyle? Have you and your wife gone to talk with somebody to kind of navigate this unexpected event?
No, it's so new that the only person I've talked to about it is my pastor, and it's sort of been very casual. It's not been like actual counseling sessions. Yeah. But I mean, not a lot of people have expertise in this area.
Well, but they have expertise in, sometimes we need to grieve the loss of what we thought we married, or the expectation of the person we thought, and you grieve it, and then you can accept the reality that there's a child that we don't want to be a fatherless child. We also don't want to create a divorce over the child becoming more important than any of the children that are in your home or your wife that you chose to marry. So it's very tricky. I really can't imagine anybody going through this without having a marriage counselor. I go to marriage counseling every week because I need that for just... And I want that for just normal stuff. this, you need a really excellent surgeon here to help you on a day-to-day basis. But in the meantime, I just think the word excitement, I get that. But if you fully act on the excitement, you're going to do some insensitive things because she didn't sign up for this. And there are a lot of things that we are that people don't sign up for. Mylon, and any thoughts here for him as to how to best integrate the new reality into this life?
Kyle, you called our show, so can I give you kind of a straight answer or say something pretty straight to you?
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I called.
Okay. You know, you sort of spoke about your previous life as in a cavalier way. Well, this was my previous life and a former life, et cetera, et cetera. But really, when we have sex as males, we potentially risk this very thing of impregnating a woman and creating a child. And have you felt and have you shared with your wife that, you know, I really started off in a wrong direction in life? And I really do want to repair that part of me.
Maybe not in those exact words, but I have said things similar.
Because this child did not arise out of a neutral situation. This is, if you will, a consequence of you making choices like a lot of us made choices when we were younger and we didn't know better or we didn't have the Lord's guidance in our life. And I want you to see this child as a blessing, but also they are an innocent bystander to something that happened that you might even need to share with that child. I am so sorry that I didn't even know you were here. I was uninvolved. I wasn't in touch. And everybody's surprised. This is a shock factor to every single person that's involved here. And to be able to acknowledge, yes, in this confessional aspect or a repentant aspect. I'm not sad that you're here, but I'm sad as to how you got here. You're not an accident. Mm-hmm. God allowed you to be here, mm-hmm. but I have not been the responsible dad. So there's joy, excitement, there's mourning, there's loss, there's grief, there's anger, and it's going to be in every single corner you turn and look at. Even your own soul, it's going to be hard, and this is not an easy place for you to go. Your own kids are going to have a hard time with this, all eight of them.
Right.
Okay? Your wife's going to have a hard time. This girl's going to have a hard time. Your daughter. And then your grandmother and the entire family system is going to struggle with this news.
So, Mylon, I'm hearing you say the more he gets in touch with the brokenness and all that's ensued and about to... Everybody's going to have to deal with this in their own tough way versus the excitement. It really does lay a foundation for healing.
And repair.
And repair because you're being realistic.
That's right.
And you're not overlooking how this all happened.
That's right.
So grateful she didn't abort that baby. We'll be back right after this.
My wife asked me for the first time in 2011 if I would consider myself a sex addict, so I signed up. You know, I'd read the Every Man's Battle book, and it was a great book, but the workshop, it was the experience that really was key for me. If they go to EMB, they're going to be in good hands. You know, this is a safe place. They're going to be surrounded by men that simply walk the talk. The weekend leaders that they will go through this workshop with, they'll help them to get to the root of their issues. You know, I've been through a number of well-preached sermons, listened to and read countless books, been to a number of seminars, but EMB for me was a game changer. It truly saved my life. Being in this community, being in this workshop, being around these men will change them if they'll let them. You're going to encounter men that will meet you where you're at, and you will instantly walk into a safe place where they're welcome.
If you're struggling, call us. We don't want you to go on struggling. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. One of the most amazing things about God is that two people can be doing the wrong thing, having sex outside of marriage. A life is created, and that life was meant to be from the very beginning, right, before time. Right. That is a miracle of God. And I, you know, we adopted Madeline, and I just love where on her college entrance, I was adopted at birth, but it seems like it was always meant to be. That's mm-hmm. my favorite sentence in the whole world. Let's go to Jay from Dallas, Texas, KWRD, our final caller today. Really glad you're with us. How could we help? What's going on?
Yes, it's a blessing to be able to talk to you all. My question is, on the computer, I asked the question about if I could get an annulment. I haven't been married for less than 3 months.
Yeah.
But every state is different.
What's so bad? Why do you want that? What's going on? Why do you want to not be married anymore?
Because the person, it's a mutual agreement. The person has left me more than three times. Well, he's left about 6 or 7 times. And he hits me in my head because he has PTSD so bad. And I'm afraid for my life.
Hmm.
And he will go to bed one way, wake up another way.
Hmm.
And I'm just scared of him.
Well, yeah. You're not living with him anymore, are you?
So he left finally yesterday.
Yesterday.
And so, yeah, so he moved all his things out, and it's just really bad. He is under a psychiatrist. He takes medicine and all that kind of stuff, and so I can't do it. My hair has come out by the handful.
Oh, it's so sad.
I'm shaking.
Did you know him very long?
So I want to know.
Did you know him very long?
No. No, I didn't. You guys had told me to wait.
Yeah. Why did you marry him? What was the thought there? And how long did you know him before you got married?
I didn't want to have sex before marriage. Mm. So that's why.
Okay. Mm. And so how long had you known him before you got?
The only problem that he has is mental.
Other than that mental thing, everything's great. Yeah. And of course bashing you in the head and all of that. Well, I'm so sorry, Jay, and I would really love to see. You'll have to talk to an attorney about those things, but wouldn't it be great if there was some way that he could get the help he needed, given the fact that he really did, it seems like, at some point want to be married, but isn't able to do that. Is he going to get any kind of different help?
Well, a psychiatrist?
Well, his psychiatrist isn't doing... Okay, and did you go?
It's not until the 21st of November, but I'm not going to be with him.
Yeah.
But I think I'm going to tell them everything, so that they will know it, because I know he's not going to reveal it.
Yeah.
He's like a Dr. Heckle, Mr. Hyde.
So, Jay, who...
He's nice as can be, but the mental health overrules everything.
Okay.
So, Jay, I want to know, this is a question you always ask, Steve.
Yeah.
What did your girlfriends think about him?
Well, they can only see the good things, but I was warned, and I didn't do it.
So we told you not to, they told you not to, and now you're in the middle of it. So what kind of help have you gotten
right.
for you in the middle of this?
What did you say now?
I said, focus.
With price.
What kind of help did you get for you, Jay? Like, it, you know, like Steve just said, you're going to need to...
the fact that I'm talking to you all, that's good, and I ask the Lord to forgive me.
Okay, well, I need you to do, you need to do one more thing. You probably need, like Steve said, you need to talk to somebody about the legal advice, but you also need a counselor, and you need a good, you know, just, I would say a support group where you're learning how to listen to others who love you and who care about you so
right.
that
yeah,
this
I
doesn't happen.
My pastor talked to me also.
Okay.
Jay.
Yes.
I'm gonna ask you.
I'm listening.
Thank you, but I'm going to ask you to do, you know, you didn't take our advice last time, but here's some really great advice for you. Just the fact that you have the faith that you did, but this impulsivity and this compulsive drive to be sexual with the man so overtook all of that faith that you have and that you've built. It shows that you need to get some help from somebody that can help you never make this mistake again. And so that's when you...
That's right.
Right. So when you sit down with a Christian counselor that's female, you'll learn to connect with that person in a way that when people say things to you, it actually matters. Because I really believe you have a great faith that was just totally, totally... overridden by impulse and a compulsion. So we want to hold on. I'm going to find that counselor for you. We got so many great folks there in the Dallas area. And I'm really glad that you called. You know, anybody that has faith and then you look at what you do and it's not working, you can do something about that. Trying harder tends to make you feel worse because you fail more. Shame, that drives you right back into it. So you have to humble yourself enough to say, I have to sit down with somebody face-to-face and talk about this. And when you're ready to do that, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Well, and she was asking all the right questions. And isn't that true that we always, you know, we ask some questions, but sometimes we don't like to hear the answers. And that's really where the work begins.
She wasn't really, when she called us the first time, she wasn't really asking a question. She was asking permission to marry a guy that she didn't know very well, and we just weren't willing to do that. Like a lot of people, they call us. What they're really looking for is some kind of affirmation yeah. of the choices they've made or that they're in the worst situation ever. We had a caller here that wanted, I think, us to say, yeah, hey, you're really fighting for this thing. But there's another way to go. All right. Glad you called. If you need some help, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I will remind you that if you support this ministry by joining Club New Life at a mere, well, it's a lot for some people, $30 a month, I'll send you 100 days, the collection of 100 days of healing, character, peace, and prayer. Now, that's for Club New Life, $30 a month. We'll send that to you. We have a calendar we'd like to say thank you on. And this calendar, unlike many ministries, this has 366 days,
right?
Not 365 because it's leap year. So we have not shortchanged you one day on our thank you calendar. Other ministries, they didn't even know.
That's
they
right.
They didn't even know. All right, so 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you want help or we can help you. Every Man's Battle is December the 6th. That is going to be our last one for the year. You could go into a whole new decade and a new year.
What a great Christmas present for your family.
Yes, that would be fantastic. As would Kirby McCook in the Jesus
yes,
Chronicles or any of the Bibles we have, Life Recovery, Every Man's Bible, Restoration Bible. All great things. You call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have a warehouse full of stuff begging for you to use it as Christmas gifts. My thanks to all the people that are watching us do this face-to-face. We usually don't have people in our presence, and it's a great honor for that. Hope you have a great weekend. Have a great weekend this weekend. And go to church, you know. There's some really great ones out there. Maybe you had a bad experience. Try a different one. Yeah, they're really amazing. We love you. We thank you for being part of New Life. 1-800-NEW-LIFE is the number to call.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again on Monday for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.